Dear listeners, welcome back to the song or the bhajan you would love to listen to a million times. The first guest for today's session is Brother Raghuram Bhatt, who is a part of the Radio Sai family. All the listeners of Radio Sai will surely recognize his voice, if not know him in person. He has the strong baritone voice, which makes him a favorite candidate for most of our radio announcements, book readings, etc. And of course, he does the Thursday live show, our service, Love in Action, at 11 a.m. Brother Raghu, who is a very passionate worker, is also very skilled in audio editing. He records and edits many programs and announcements for the radio and is someone who never says no when asked for help. So here is my conversation with Brother Raghu. Well, dear listeners, please note that this recording was not done in a studio and is an outdoor recording. So please do excuse me for the few random noises that you might hear in course of the conversation. Saram Raghu, and welcome to Love to Love.
Saram, thank you for having me.
So let me ask this the question which I have been asking so many people over the past month or so. Okay. And the question is, which is that bhajan or a song which you wouldn't mind listening to a million times, and why?
In fact, there are many bhajans and many songs on Swami which I would like to listen for a million times. But as you asked me, I would like to tell one of them. Yeah, there is one bhajan and one song. The bhajan which I would like to listen to many times is the bhajan Sai Ram Sai Shyam.
Sai Ram Sai Shyam, Mere Sai Ram. It's an amazing bhajan, and till now, including you, I think you are the third person to say that bhajan is your favorite bhajan.
Okay. Actually, I like all the slow bhajans.
Okay.
In fact, in a bhajan session, I like the second and third bhajan the most,
because
they will be
the slowest. Yeah,
slowest.
True.
Yeah.
And then, do you have a preference for a raga, a particular rag, or is it just the slow bhajan that appeals to you?
Yeah, it's just the tune that appeals to me.
Okay, okay.
In fact, I don't have the raga sense much.
Okay, okay, fine. You're not so musically knowledgeable as to identify the ragas.
Yeah,
okay,
that's right. That's good. It's a prayerful bhajan, like in that bhajan we pray to the Lord Sai. So in this bhajan further, it says, Tere dwar pe main aaun, mujhe shanti do bhagwan, that is, I have come to you, give me peace, peace of mind. And it also says, Mere jeevan mein saath raho, Sai Nath hai, that is, always be with me throughout my life. So this is also my prayer, is what, that is, to be with Swami always. I have come to him and he should take care of me. He knows what is best for us. He knows what we need and he gives us always what is best for us. This is my prayer. So this is one of the many bhajans that I like the most.
It's a very beautiful bhajan. Last week I was I recorded a conversation with Siddhartha, lecturer from the university, and he had a very beautiful incident to narrate in relation to this bhajan. That is, when he sang this bhajan in front of Swami, and the high line came, that is, Tere dwar pe main aau, mujhe shanti do bhagwan.
Yes.
It seems Swami, who was sitting there on the chair, he looked at him, smiled and nodded his head like, you know, I'm giving you peace, kind of,
wow,
in that way.
Nice.
So I felt it was such a beautiful and spontaneous gesture from Swami.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, we always pray to Swami, I want peace. And Swami says, if you want peace, you have to remove the I and want. That is, I stands for desire. No, I is ego, and
want is desire.
So if we remove our ego and the desire, if we have ceiling on desire, then what remains is peace.
Peace.
Okay, so the song that I would like to listen to a million times is the song Humko Tumse Pyar Kitna. Because this song expresses our feelings to Swami, our love to Swami. In fact, I remember the first time when we, as student, sang this song in front of Swami. That was in my first UG, and it was the year 2003, month June. And that time Swami unfortunately had a hip fracture, first week of June. And Swami didn't come out for darshan for many days. And maybe after 2-3 weeks, Swami called all the Vrindavan boys inside Thrai Vrindavan. And that time we all went inside Thrai Vrindavan. And as all know, the Thrai Vrindavan is the circular hall. Circular hall is there. So we all were standing down and Swami was in the first floor. And from there he was looking down. It seems Swami was using a walker because he had a hip fracture. And
I was there that day.
Okay.
Yeah, it was my third UG. I was there. I remember being there. I remember that it was It was amazing.
Yeah. And as a group, we all sang that song.
Yes, I remember.
So, in fact, I was a newcomer at that time. I was in my first AG, and that's the first Swami song which I heard, and it really touched my heart. So that is the song which I like the most.
And it is also one of the most preferred song when it comes to group songs, you know.
Mm.
Many times in the Kulwant Hall, when they have to sing a spontaneous or on-the-spot group song,
yeah.
80% of the time they would sing Humko Tumse Pyar Kitna. Yeah, because of the beautiful lyrics, the simplicity of the tune.
Yeah.
And so people can remember it very easily. You know, it is not a complicated song. That's amazing.
In fact, in that, the line comes, we love you.
Yeah.
Dearest Swami, we love you. That's what is the feelings that
true.
We all have towards Swami. And that's what even Swami expects also.
True. It's also a multilingual song. I think it has all the three languages, right? It starts off with Hindi.
Yeah.
Then it goes to Telugu.
Telugu
and
lines
of course,
are also
yeah.
There.
And then We Love You Swami is in English.
Yeah.
So it has the Hindi, Telugu and the English language mixed together. Amazing. So thank you, Brother Raghu. Thank you for being with me today. So dear listeners, here is the song that Brother Raghu would love to listen to a million times.
Sun lo. Dil ki pukar sun lo
Listeners, welcome back to the bhajan or a song you would love to listen to a million times and why. The second guest for the day is Brother Hari Shankar, who works at the Central Trust. Brother Hari is an IIT graduate who joined for MBA in Swami's University in the year 2000. And after his graduation on Swami's command, he joined the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust in the accounts section in January 2003 and is now working in the medical care division of the trust. So here is my conversation with Brother Hari. So Sairam Hari Shankar, and welcome to Love to Love.
Sairam Chandu, and thank you for having me on.
Well, you already know the question, and the question is, which is that bhajan or a song that you would love to listen to a million times and why?
Okay, Chandu. So this is a very special song, very special to me. This is a song in Kannada. It was composed by the saint Purandaradasa.
Okay.
And I think it's appropriate that today is Yugadi, the festival for the state of Karnataka also. And this song is very special because it talks about the love that a mother has towards a child. And this child is no ordinary child. This is a Lord himself. And the situation is, the child Krishna is placed in a cradle and mother Yashoda is rocking the cradle, putting the child to sleep. And little does she know that that little child who is in that cradle is none other than the Lord of the universe himself. In fact, there are two lines which really have my hair on end. One is when they say, Maguvalli Manikyavannu Adisidale Yashoda. Which is to say that the gem among all children, the highest among all children, and Yashoda is playing with that little child. And then they go on to describe Anuraniyan Mahato Mahiyan. That is, he is smaller than the smallest substance or element in the universe itself, and bigger than anything in this universe, anything you can imagine. He is beyond the universe too. So such a person, Mother Yashoda, she is playing with the child in the cradle. So, does she know what her great good fortune is? And we craved such intimacy, we crave such intimacy with our Lord Satya Sai. So, that was a very inspiring song for me. And the tune itself, as you'll soon hear, it's a very beautiful song.
It is a very beautiful song. And I remember once, Sri Kavalam Sri Kumar from Kerala,
yes,
when he had sung this song, in Vrindavan, he was sitting down, he was singing, he started singing this song, and Swami walked down from the stage.
Yes.
And Swami stood in front of him, listening to that song. It was such a beautiful sight for all of us. Thank you very much, Hari. Thank you for being with me today.
Thank you, Chandu.
Thank you. शुदिन जगदो धारण आणि सिरणि शुदे जगदो धारण आणि सिरणि शुदे जगदो ವಿಠಲನ ಆಡಿಸಿದಳೆ ಶೋದೆ ಪುರಂದರ ವಿಠಲನ ಆಡಿಸಿದಳೆ ಶೋ
Listeners, welcome back to the song or the bhajan which you would love to listen to a million times. And the last guest for today is Brother Chiu Sen from Malaysia. Chong Chiu Sen is a Malaysian Chinese who has learned Carnatic classical music from none other than Srimati D.K. Pattammal. Music being his life and soul, Brother Chiu Sen has held many classical concerts in India and Malaysia alike. And he is currently bhajan coordinator in Asai Center in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and also teaches classical music and harmonium classes to various number of students in Malaysia. And of course, I remember Brother Chiu Sen for the wonderful classical concert which he gave in the Sai Kulwant Hall during the Chinese New Year Festival in 2013. So here is the reply Brother Chiu Sen recorded and sent in response to the question, which is the bhajan or a song that he would love to listen to a million times and why.
Om Shri Sai Ram, Satya Sai Padambujam is a very, very beautiful song because it has a very deep meaning and also it has a very catchy melody. The song makes me enjoy a sense of connection with Bhagavan. I wish Radio Sai will broadcast this song as often as possible so that many others can enjoy the same bliss that I've enjoyed listening to this song. Jai Sai Ram.
Satya Sai Padambujam Bhajare Manasanirantaram. Satya Sai ಪರಮ ಪವಿತ್ರಂ ಪಾವನ ಶರಣಂ ಪರಿಮಲ ದಹನಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಚರಣಂ ಪರಿಮಲ ಪವಿತ್ರ ಪಾವನ ಶರಣ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಚರಣ ನಿರಂತರಂ ಭಜರೆ ಮಾಜತ ನಿರಂತರಂ.
Listening to Love to Love, a program that brings you songs of love, from love, through love and to love by the students and devotees of Bhagwan. Dear listeners, so which is that bhajan or a song that you would love to listen to a million times and why? Do write to us with your response and I would play it back for you so that you can share your favorite bhajan with the entire Sai family. Well, here is an email that I received in response to my last week's show from Brother Gopinath. So the email goes thus. At the outset, Ugadi wishes to all the listeners loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. I would like to mention two bhajan songs which I used to listen so often and will be singing and dedicating those songs to the resident of our heart, none other than our beloved Swami. These particular songs remind me of two important incidents as follows. The first song being Mahadeva Maheshwara. I remember our Swami's Mahasamadhi Day, April 24th, where we all from Tamil Nadu have been deputed here for duty in Sai Kulwant Hall, brings tears to my eyes on thinking about those unforgettable moments in each and every Sai family members. The second bhajan, and a very recent one, is Arjasuno Prabhu Sai Natha, sung by our beloved brother Ravi Kumar in the album Bhavanjali, brings so many memorable moments happening in our life and will certainly bring tears to each and every devotee of our beloved Swami. Please play any one of these songs if you have sufficient time. Well, Brother Gopinath, I had played this bhajan, Arraja Suno Mere Sai Natha, on the Love to Love episode of 28th of March, when I had a conversation with Brother Kaustubh, who in fact had composed this bhajan. And he has a very beautiful story to tell regarding the unusual circumstance under which this bhajan was composed. Well, if you had missed that episode, you can download it from our Thursday Live archives from the Radio Sai website. The date, I repeat, was 28th of March. So, dear listeners, here is the beautiful bhajan which Brother Gopinath would love to listen to a million times from the album Nada Brahmam One.
Mahadeva Maheshwara Sai Narayana Mahadeva Maheshwara Sai Narayana Mahadeva Maheshwara
Welcome back, dear listeners. Here is another email, and this is from Sister Gayatri from Chennai. And Sister Gayatri says, Thursday live broadcast of Radio Sai has become a part of my life, thanks to all who are responsible for this project. In last week's Thursday live, I heard a beautiful song sung by Kavita Subramanyam in the Love to Love segment, Main Aayi Thi Darshan Paane Sai Ne Jholi Bhardi. I was so surprised to find the lyrics just reflecting my feelings. Well, it happened like this. During the third week of March, I was in Puttaparthi with my Balavikas group. On the third day before getting into the bus for Chennai, I went for darshan in the evening while the others were waiting in the bus stand for me. That day, during the bhajans, they distributed prasad. I asked for more number of packets for my other group members. And after the aarti was over, the Sevadal auntie just came to me and asked me to show my dupatta, and she placed so many prasad packets in my jholi. But I felt as if Swami himself came and filled my jholi. Again and again, the same scene comes to my mind, imagining Swami putting prasad in my jholi. I went to the bus stand and told my other group members, Swami ne meri jholi bhardi. On April 4th, in the Thursday Live, Love to Love segment, I heard this beautiful song for the first time in my life, sung by Kavita Subramanyam. This song just speaks about my state of mind. I was wondering, how is it possible? It's nothing but a miracle. Brother Swami did not go anywhere. He is just in our hearts, reading each and every thought of ours. I don't know how many times I heard this song in this 1 week. I finished learning this song, and I don't know how many times I sang this song to Swami in my heart. If you don't mind, I would like to request you to play this magical song once again, because this is the song I would like to hear any number of times. Well, Sister Gayatri, I would love to play this song for you again, as this is from such a classic album by Srimati Kavita Subramanyam, who was then Kavita Krishnamurti. This album's name is Sai Darshan, and I remember having an audio cassette at my home when I was a schoolboy. So this is such an album which has really survived the test of time. And, well, I thought it would be a very good idea to end my program with this album. So, dear listeners, the time in the studios right now is 2:49 p.m. And at 3:30 p.m. we will have the live Telugu segment. And till then, enjoy these beautiful songs from the album Sai Darshan, starting with Main Aayi Thi Darshan Paane.
Thank you. धरती की करें हम पूजा, आओ करें हम परती की पूजा, इस धरती की करें हम पूजा, इस धरती की करें हम पूजा, जहाँ साई विराजे हमरिया, जहाँ साई विराजे हमरिया, जहाँ साई विराजे हमरिया, गूंजे कण कण प्रेम बांसुरिया,
मेरे साई की हरती नगरिया, मेरे बाबा की हरती नगरिया।
जलाई लो अब तो आओ साई। दान दो सारे मुझे वरदान दो। जन्म मरण के फिर से बचे।